Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook. So go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, check out all great videos and stories and photographs and stuff. I was just thinking about Facebook, only not the Animal World website. I put it up on my personal page. And I posted it for public, so any of you can go there, but it just is such a special post. Nathan, can you go to Martha Norwalk on Facebook?
Yep, pulling that up right now.
Pull it up, and then so Natasha can see this photograph. It's pretty incredible. The caption, original caption with the photograph is, "A picture is worth a thousand words." And it is a photograph that obviously comes from, now that's Animal World. You need to go to Martha Norwalk.
Oh, okay.
So you have to go to my personal page.
Yep.
So Nathan's going to do that so Natasha can see what we're talking about here and we can explain it to you guys. And then one below the poppies, that one. There you go.
Yes. I saw that one.
Isn't that phenomenal? It is a photograph of three boys. It's obviously in the Middle East somewhere. And there's three of them. And because of the way they're dressed, it is obvious that one is Jewish, one is Muslim, and one is Christian. And these three young boys are standing together and behind some kind of, I don't know whether that's a mosque or what it is in the background.
Some sort of temple.
Some sort of temple.
Something.
Big gold top. So a picture's worth a thousand words. I added to that, which my friend had also posted when they were, when they shared it, as that, you know, praying that this generation of these young men will be the peacemakers of the future. Mm-hmm. You know, because I don't know about you, Natasha, but what's going on in the Middle East, and I mean, I think it is it's ancient. It's been going on for a long time. I can't profess to say that I really understand it all, but I don't think anybody can heal this but them.
Exactly, and it takes. But, you know, I've had several sessions with youngers struggling with the old traditions of the olders.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying elders for a reason. The olders. The old the old traditions of need to marry this
elders
person.
Applies a degree of respect that you don't want to give them or what?
Well, no. Okay. It's the old thinking. It's the old ways. It's the old traditions. You know, it's the, you know, you need to marry this person because you need to be connected with the family. You know, it's that. Uh-huh. And the young people are like going, but why? Why? You know, they're questioning the old ways. They're not trying to hurt the traditions of the
good bigger, traditions,
the ones that build us up, the ones that maneuver, but the ones that are family traditions, the ones that are you know, like the tradition of the youngest has to take care of the parents, you know. Uh-huh. You know, just those traditions that are very stagnant and very limiting and very manipulative in a way. And it's not the elder way, you know, the old way. Uh-huh. Of, you know, the Muslim teachings. If you take it the heart of them, they are very precious. They are very aware. They are very understanding. The Jewish way, the Christian way, you take those basicness of it, but then you add in the humanness, the old way, you know, the humanness of the old way. And that's what's needing to break up. It's not the traditions of the religion. It's the traditions of the human. And
so
that's what's breaking
apart
right now.
Are you able to, can you tune into this energy of, you know, what's going on between Israel and Gaza and the Hamas, that, you know, that the war that's going on and this energy? Do you see healing coming to that situation in our lifetimes, or, you know, are we talking, what does it look like to you, or energetically?
It's old, stagnant land energy. Hmm. It's been happening basically since man started walking on this earth.
Okay. So it's going to take healing.
I do see it healing. It's going to, I don't know exactly on the timeline, but I can see that it is going to happen, and it's going to take
eventually.
Yes, it's going to take young ones to be the voice for the elders. It's going to be the young ones that are going to, because some of those elders have great voices, but they don't have the voice that the young ones do. The young ones have the energy and the, I'm going to say this because I want to, you know, there's that 20-year-old energy, the teen energy that yells things in spite of it, you know, and it's going to take these young ones to speak up because they have the voice of innocence and of that they don't know how not to speak yet, you know? And so it's, I'm asking for healing on this because it's just amazing the negotiations we're in right now. And this has a great opportunity for healing, but it's going to take the people to change the energies of the land.
All right. So you do see healing. It's just not a visible time frame. that you're
it's not a visible
so,
time frame because
you know,
we have
it,
a
it
lot
may not be
of,
in our lifetime
it may not
may be in these generations to come, but I'm not good at age, but these young men that are in this photograph, they don't even look like they're teenagers yet.
No, they
look
around
than,
12 13 years 13
yeah,
14
yeah,
12 years
or,
old.
Yeah, that age frame, so they're very mm-hmm. young. But it's such a beautiful concept and idea. And when you see this picture, a picture's worth a thousand words. It really is. So anyway, if you want to see what we're talking about, folks, you can go to Facebook, go to my personal page, Martha Norwalk, and you can see this photograph and take it to heart and pray. And we'll just pray for healing and whatever that looks like to you and peace in the region. It's going to take a while because, as Natasha says, it's ancient. And you say this energy is in the land.
There is energy in the land. And I want to tell you, we were talking about this when at our time was 1111.
Oh, wow. That's a, and that's
talk
a
about
see,
that's what's magic right now is
that's
the
a
synchronicities.
Master number.
Yeah, the synchronicities about talking about healing. And this picture and what it is. And you know, please, that's there is so many magical moments that are popping up in this world. But it is the land. You can actually feel the same thing when you go back to Mississippi and you know, a lot of the South, that the land has a lot of hurt in it and a lot of stagnation and a lot of eldership. And you have all those old buildings and you know, things hold energy, and sometimes it takes somebody coming in with energy just as strong to shift it. And it's going to be, we're going to have these people who are willing to shift old traditions, old human traditions. You know, like my husband was saying, well, you know, Hamas shot first. Well, who shot first, you know, 100 years, thousands of years ago? You know, this is a tit for tat moment, you know? And
well, you know what I've found fascinating, because I'm old enough now that my memory, you know, sometimes great, sometimes it isn't. And I don't necessarily remember all the things we studied as kids, you know, the Middle East and so forth. So I had to say going into this, you know, I really don't have a good understanding anymore.
We weren't taught.
And all of that. So anyway, yeah. I've been watching documentaries and reading and learning more. And it was real interesting when you said that this is, that you mentioned it's the land, that the energy is in the land, mm-hmm. because kind of my limited understanding and at this point and what I've been gleaning is that this originally, the biggest problem started around the land that is Israel now, mm-hmm. way back in the beginning.
It
and
did. And
kind of, forgive me if I don't have the details right, but what I was studying and reading yesterday was saying that way back when there wasn't any place for the Jewish people and they had to be somewhere. And so the area that's Israel was desert and no water and nothing there. And it was terrible. So they said, well, all right, well, we'll live there. And then they brought in water and all of this, and they healed the land and they created something really wonderful. And anyway, the documentarian that I was listening to yesterday said there wasn't a problem until that happened. And once they created this wonderful land and it wasn't a desert anymore, then everybody else said, oh, well, we want that area now too. Mm-hmm. And so that has something to do with all of this, but it related to land. And so I thought that was interesting that you brought up.
It starts with people's greed, but the land holds energy. That's why some houses can't be cleared, because the land is so triggered by that. You know, when a house is built on ancient burial ground, the land is the land, right?
Yep.
And so a lot of people forget about lands. Yep,
well, okay. Speaking about land, we're gonna go to the phones, because you know phones always take priority, and we're gonna head down to Mount Shasta, and welcome Monica. Welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi, really nice.
Hi, Monica.
To be able to ask a question, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Sure.
What would you
okay,
like to
well,
know?
Okay, so I've called about my original cat, Maui, who lives here. I've moved to an area by Mount Shasta, which is called Lake Shastina, and she's an indoor cat. And then this other cat came along in May, Leo, and I've been integrating him very slowly into the house, but he has free run of the garage through a cat door. Well, now there's another cat who seems to be a friend of Leo's.
Oh, he's bringing the friends and family now, huh?
Apparently. And
let's move into Monica. Monica, let's go to Monica's house.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I'm feeding them all and all this. And I'm just calling to find out a couple of things. What's happening, you know, with this staggered cats coming in who know each other and seem to want to take up residence? And this third cat is sort of a tortoise shell. And I had a tortoise shell up in Seattle who died, you know, old age or whatever. And then right as I came down to visit Mount Shasta, like she died the day after Christmas. And I came down. I had scheduled a visit down here before I ever moved back in 2017. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering, is this that same cat? Or do cats turn their lives around? Or the second thing, Natasha, you said before that both Maui and Leo, the one that came in May, are from star people. So I thought, what is that? And could you look into what's going on with this?
Well, does this new tortie that showed up, have you named her? Does she have a name you call her?
No, I've been starting to think about, like, okay, what shall I call her? And I thought, I'm not calling her Elizabeth. She reminds me of Elizabeth, but no, she's got
Elizabeth
her own name,
was your previous tortie?
Yes, and she was.
Okay, because you asked if this is the same cat coming back. I'm wondering, did you get any answer on that, Natasha?
Yeah, and I'm getting it's not.
Because I'll tell you, you know, Natasha's much more skilled at this than I am because she does it more often and, you know, as a full time. But I'll tell you, Monica, when you asked the question, is this tortie my last cat? I immediately, in through my right brain, no.
Yeah.
I got an immediate no. But so I didn't say anything. I wanted to get a confirmation from Natasha. You got the same thing, Natasha.
Yes.
So it isn't the same one.
Okay.
But that doesn't necessarily mean she shouldn't be there or whatever.
Yeah, no.
And what do you see, Natasha, about this group? Can they integrate? And do you know, or do you need to be spaying and neutering these guys? Are they feral type cats?
No, they're not. They're coming in completely with good manners, sweet as hell. And, you know, so far, like Leo.
And healthy and in good shape sort of thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And so where are these cats coming from, Natasha?
She has a place that feels good. Like I was telling you, land makes a difference, right? We were just talking about the land.
But so, Monica, your place feels good to kitties.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
It feels good to me, too.
So well, that there's this, and you know, animals, we have not been witnessing how much of a community they have. They do have communities. Squirrels have communities. Birds have communities. They have communities. And when somebody says, hey, this place feels good, do you want to come and visit too? And, you know, I'm really getting that there's a lot of shifting in who's supposed to take care of these communities. You know, and that's the thing about life is that, you know, you have this nice place and they know, oh, we can go. Now, she, I feel like, has another home. So she might be going back and forth. But this cat is, you know, you're one that's in the garage is saying, hey, check this out. You know, it's that community.
Good food here at Monica's house, huh?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they're getting good food. Well, I think you might be right because, well, she seems very small for an adult cat. But in the past, I've only lived in this home a year and a half. And I feel like I used to see her or another tortoiseshell like her sort of cutting across the yards, across the street. But I don't know anyone here. But the cat does still dash around the side of the house for a while, and I won't see her. But she's kind of in the garage a lot, sleeping and all this.
Mm-hmm. But there are cats that have homes, but they don't necessarily always go in. And that, you know, cats are very elusive, you know. So with that she likes your home, she likes that feel of it, and animals are going to what feels right to them because the energy is really wonky for them too. So with that, they need to rest. My dog has been sleeping more than ever. She's either running or sleeping. You know, where she used to be more out and about, but my dog and I have been seeing my cat less and less, actually. And so with that, you know, these animals are negotiating their world in a very interesting way. So congratulations for having a home that feels good to animals.
Well, you know, and when I go out in my yard, it's fenced in the backyard, so it's really quite safe. And I've got raised beds, and I'm gardening back there. And these two cats are just in the garden with me, you know. And it's great.
And it's you too, because you are a representation of your animal or your property, yeah. Right? So, thank you for being you. But I would not, you know, this is the thing that I've been hearing, and I actually had a conversation with someone this morning about how to get in the flow of being with it, but not getting attached to the outcome of it. You know, I want to have a home that feels good to everybody. I want a home that has love. I'll put food in a safe place so that not everybody can get to it, you know, and all that kind of stuff, but not being attached to necessarily, are they mine or not? It's like, they'll tell you in time. And that's the thing about life is that, We really can't get attached to the journey. It's what is our intention during the process, and what is our intention as we're moving forward. And you holding the space and enjoying them when they're in the yard with you, right? Cat energy is so amazing. And like being intuitive, I use my cat whiskers a lot of times to see what the energy around me is. And so your cat medicine is an amazing medicine to carry with yourself with when you're walking your world.
Okay. I've got to interrupt because we have to stay on sort of time this hour.
Well,
Monica, is there more you would like to chat with Natasha about and so forth? Would you like to hold over? Because we've got to take care of our advertisers.
Oh, only if she had an opinion on star people.
There are good star beings, and then there are not, just like us humans.
So is that a discussion we should hold Monica over for?
She said that my two cats were from the star people, and so I was always curious about that.
Yeah. So have
her hold, Natasha. You've got something to say about
that? I can just talk on the radio afterwards too.
All right. Natasha can cover the bases. But so Monica, thanks so much for checking in.
Thank you for having
such a wonderful place that the kitties love to come to.
Yeah.
Chances are it sounds like this one maybe have another home in the neighborhood and is going back and forth.
Yeah, that's reassuring too.
Yeah. Okie doke.
Okay,
so,
bye.
Thank you. Bye. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. And anyone else, we've got time, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's AnandaWashington.org.
This is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos, insightful conversations on Sunday, October 15 at 1 p.m. Pacific time for our Australian special guest panel featuring Alan Clay, founder of Dwarf Planet University, with Melissa Billington on Eris the Dwarf Planet, about exclusion and inclusion consciousness. So come journey with us, Talk Cosmos, Sunday, October 15, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And if you want your dog's fur to stay on the dog until you brush it off, and you better put them on the NuPro supplements. It is phenomenal supplement, great skin and hair coat, but I'm just not picking up all the clumps of golden retriever hair. I still have to brush it off Robbie, but it just doesn't come up off in clumps until I brush them. It really is amazing stuff. NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O. Check it out on the website, and then you can order the products on Amazon if they're not on the shelf at your local pet store. And of course, I guess that's coming up next time. So I'll cover some of the other bases. The Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, AnandaWashington.org for all the classes and events coming up. And you can check it all out there. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, please come join our Animal World family of advertisers. So shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. So it looks like
the Seahawks are at halftime.
Yeah, so
you know what
ringing.
That means.
Hey! All right, well, we better get these phone calls so they can get back to the game after, who knows if that's the case. But looks like we are headed down to SeaTac. And I think it might be my Jen. Anyway, we're welcoming Jen and SeaTac. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi. Hi.
Hey,
hello.
Jen. Is that you?
Yes, it is. Well, I'm not sure that you can claim me for your own anymore since Natasha and I've had a session now, too.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, so she's both of ours, Natasha.
And I send my love to you. You're an amazing woman.
Isn't she? Okay, so Jen is has been a client
of mine
on and off for, you know, a few years now. So I've been down to their place a couple of times to work with them. And now, Natasha, you've worked with Jen as well. So it sounds like, Jen, this is more a question for Natasha. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we've had another loss in the family. My grandma died, Grandma Judy.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Luckily, it's not as tragic because she lived a long, beautiful life.
Okay, yes. That's good to be grateful for. Wonderful.
Yes, mm-hmm. And she's a strong woman of faith, so we're content and confident that she's crossed over.
Oh, definitely. She was taken with love. She was definitely taken with love.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. I know that, but of course, it's nice to hear.
It's nice to have confirmation.
Yeah. So, of course, I wanted to just hear a little bit about that.
Yes. She actually, there's a part of her mother that came over to help her with this, remembering that our soul is not necessarily fragmented, but we all have our souls in a loving place. And so when there is one who is of need, like a transition, that we can come, a part of our soul goes to assist with that. And there's a bigger story with that, but I can't get into it now. With that there was, her mother was there. There is also she also has an angel that helped her cross over. This angel was with her for her whole lifetime, in many lifetimes. And so they had a great bond together, and this angel helped. And then there's the transition angels that come in and help with this transition. So she was very much, her time in the end was very much spent with love as her body was going through that transition.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
So her soul was very much taken care of during that body transition.
That's awesome. And then, I guess, is there any connection between her and Jesse, my late spouse?
Yes, actually, you know, it's kind of a delicate thing to say things like this on the air.
Of course.
I did feel his energy interwoven with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Great. Yeah, I did feel his energy interwoven
with
it. So
they could be together now.
Yes.
I'm not surprised because I just said, give him a big hug for me, Grandma.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes. My love is with you, my dear. My love is with
you. Thank you. And then lastly, one of our free-roaming cats, Ninja, she's very small and she's black and white. She's been gone for a few months.
Really?
Yeah, and she hasn't been back. Go ahead.
Wasn't she real close to Jesse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they were all Jesse's animals primarily, but
she was particularly close to him, wasn't I recall.
Yes.
All right, so what's going on with that, Natasha?
I think she's just, go ahead, Natasha.
She had her own way of saying, my time here is done. And and so she moved on. And so with that,
does that mean that you see her leaving her physical body, or that she moved on to another physical location and is still on the
location.
Planet? Another physical location.
Physical location. And that's one thing that cats end up doing, is that a lot of times there are familiars, and when there's no job there anymore, that they move on to their next job. And
that's so nice
that's
to hear. Thank
that's
you.
What I'm feeling about her.
No, okay.
It's not about you, and it wasn't to punish you, my dear. It was about, you know.
But her connection was with Jesse.
Yeah.
And she came and checked on him.
Yeah.
Regularly.
And so maybe
she's got somebody else she needs to work with now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping I know that that's good and that's where she should be. And I'll keep my heart open knowing that she always has a place here.
Yes. And she knows that, but that door in a metaphorical way kind of energetically shifted for her. And so there's really, she loves you, but the need to come home is not necessarily there anymore.
All right,
Jen, thank you.
Answers.
You're a remarkable woman, you. And don't let it be so long before you check in with us again.
All right, absolutely. Well, I look forward to speaking to you both very soon. Have a wonderful day.
All right, God bless you.
Blessings to you, my dear. Blessings
to
you. And you have angels loving you so much.
Thank you, and blessings to you guys as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. All righty. So it looks like when it rains, it pours. We're going to head to Edmonds now. And Priscilla, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha. Good morning, Priscilla.
Morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Thank you. I've been having some health issues. for the last couple of years, and it started with COVID, and I didn't seem to get my immune system back up. And I was wondering if you had some insights.
It sounds like this is Natasha's department, so take it away.
Okay, so this, what I'm getting, and sweetie, you may want to have a private session with this, because this is a little bit more in depth, but I'm really, I'm trying to be politically correct here. There are seeds that COVID plant in us. And and I'm trying to be careful so I don't plant seeds in your knowings here, because perception, belief systems are huge, right? So going into this, and you are also, I get, low on your energy, like your adrenals were struggling, you had a lot of your thyroid, your liver was struggling. You were already a little bit struggling. And then you had this little bit of a kick in the pants that took you down a couple notches.
You're talking the COVID being the kick in the pants.
Yeah. And so with that it's time to rebuild yourself. It's time to know that you can rebuild yourself, but it's going to take a little bit of work of healing your liver, your gallbladder, your adrenals, your body is a computer system that needs to be cleansed out. And sometimes we have to go back to basics. We have to go back to what is it that works. And when you do that, you can do a lot of healing, but it's going to take a little bit of that understanding that your body is a part of its own computer system, its own knowings, and it's going into, sometimes we can't go with the, and I love the balance of doing doctors, medical doctors, and holistic approaches.
I was just, what was going through my mind, Natasha, was I was going to ask you, does this feel like Priscilla needs more of a medical approach or
a holistic?
A holistic approach and outside, okay.
Yeah.
And
I feel like you've been already trying to do a lot of that, but it's really getting down deep. It's getting really down. Like I had a doctor or chiropractor that muscle tested me, and he found my pituitary gland was off. And it was like, when he turned it back on, it was like, holy crap, I wake up in the morning. You know, it was like, I mean, it was almost, like the startled fact that it was like within a week, I was like, I got energy. Wow. I can actually negotiate my day, And so with that there's ways of negotiating this, but it takes that re-engaging those parts of your bodies that were hit hard and were already hit a little bit more before that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
What I'm getting.
Now, I'm wondering, Natasha, when you said, more a holistic or, a different kind of approach, I'm wondering about like Linda Rasmussen and the neuroenergetic balancing. Mm-hmm. And she offers a free session to anybody we send her. So
yes.
Priscilla, have you heard Linda on the show? And Natasha, does it feel like Linda would be of benefit to Priscilla?
Yes, I have connected with Linda in the past, but I lost her number. I need to get back with her because she...
Well, guess what? I have her number. I'd be happy to give it to you.
Okay. Well, no, I did get it. I talked to Dr. Nils, and I did get her number, but I haven't gotten to call her as yet.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be a good thing. Now, the other thing I'm wondering, let's have to see if Natasha, if this has a resonance with you. I'm thinking about our sound healer and chiropractor, Jude Ponton, at Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. Not too far away. You could go to her home and the Whispering Dragon Center, but the sound energy is so wonderful for clearing out, cleaning this kind of stuff. And she doesn't do the harsh chiropractic, the cracky stuff. She does very gentle chiropractic stuff. It, absolutely amazing. It changed my life and healed all kinds of stuff in my body that stayed chronic as long as I was doing regular chiropractic for so many years. But the Accutonics and the Accutonics forks, really could be beneficial. Now, Natasha, does it feel
it's
like
all pieces of the puzzle? It's
all of this could be helpful for Priscilla.
It's up to you and your truth and what you can negotiate. I know for me, doing like what Jude would do would be a very good vibration for my body. Uh-huh. And my body sings. It's like, hallelujah, you're doing something for me. But that's the tone that my body is in. So whatever works for you, my dear, but it's that, but there again is that understanding that this is a mind, body, emotion, spirit thing that you're working into. And so hitting it from all those corners will be a benefit to you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
And are you taking sugars and a lot of those liver? It's amazing. I am amazed. I've been doing some healing work on my, and the liver is the cornerstone for healing. So if you can do some food that will help heal your liver, it supports all the other negotiations of the adrenals, the all that kind of stuff. And I'm getting that your body is just in sluggish mode. So when was the last time that you massaged your gut?
Oh, gosh, before COVID. I've been isolated because I keep getting variances when I go out in public. Mm-hmm. I went to the doctor the first of the year, and that's been about the extent of my...
Well, Jude can check on your liver, and she can clear it for you.
Yes,
And when mine gets out, then she recommends I take some liquid milk thistle for a while. Mm-hmm. But she can do all of that. Have you got something to write with, Priscilla?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So Linda's phone number is 206...
I do have Linda's, but I don't have Jude's.
Okay. Jude, do you do Facebook?
I don't.
Okay. Then her website is whispering-dragon.com. Whispering-dragon.com. Mm-hmm. And her phone number is 206-706-2836.
36.
Okay. So 206-706-2836.
All right. Great. I will give her a call and have her.
Yeah, then let us know how you feel and how it helps.
And it's time, my dear, to start saying I love myself.
Yeah.
And digesting your gut and saying I love you. I love my heart. I love my immune system. I love everything that is rebuilding in my body. I'm loving everything that is rebuilding in my body. That would be a good mantra for you. I'm loving everything of my body that is rebuilding, and I
Wonderful.
Am rebuilding. It's that I am regaining my energy. I'm realigning with myself. I'm realigning it with who I am. And touch your body, my dear. I feel like you haven't been touching your body. Massage your gut, massage your arms. You know, start stimulating your skin, which will stimulate your immune system. Everything works together, and we're forgetting that our bodies are part of the system, and we have to love it. We have to massage it. We have to engage with it to become healthier beings.
Wonderful. And you know what we also have to do?
Perfect.
We have to take care of advertisers before we run out of time. So, Priscilla, wonderful for calling. But I want to tell you, I can definitely hear the low energy in you.
Yes.
Okay. So if you do some of these things, if you check back with us on the air, I know I'll be able to tell if your energy is improving and getting stronger, because we can definitely hear it in your voice.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Be your healing element. And check in with your foods. Check in to see if your foods are hurting you or helping you. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
All righty.
Blessings to my
calling Animal World. God bless.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bless you too.
Bye now.
Bye
bye.
All righty then. We're going to go off and take care of our advertisers, and then we'll have time for current events and chat a little bit before we're done. So, and I can't wait to tell you what we're doing next week. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk and welcome you back here after we took care of our advertisers here. And we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, you know, we just talked a little more about Whispering Dragon, and it's whispering-dragon.com and Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, 206-706-2836. And let's see, I think we better sneak in some current events here. Okay, let's see. New on the list, if you want to help plant trees to save salmon, well, the Northwest Stream Center is looking for volunteers. It's going to be the Quill Cedar Creek Restoration Event. Plant trees to save salmon, volunteers needed. Saturday, November 4th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it's going to be at the West Fork Quilceta Creek, which is on 28th Street Northeast in Tulalip. They would like you to RSVP and let them know if you're coming. You need to, of course, dress appropriately and with, you know, rubber boots or waterproof shoes and boots. The Northwest Stream Center will provide gloves and tools and light refreshments at the site. But they'd love you to let them know if you can come. And the number to RSVP would be 425-316-8592. 425-316-8592. Then also coming up at the Northwest Stream Center is their fabulous presentation of All About Bats. And of course, it's happening in October. It's going to be on October 20th at 7 p.m. And Barbara Ogard, the bat lady from Sarvey Wildlife, is the presenter. And I think, and she brings Cleopatra and Sally Bat with her. So you get to meet some bats and learn all about them. Phenomenal presentation. And let's see, what else have we got going on here? I know that, woohoo, Cattoberfest 2023. So South County Cats 16th Annual Feline Festival and Fundraiser will be at the Renton Technical College on Saturday, October 21st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Kids activities, exhibits, raffles, artisans, vendors, cat-themed marketplace, and more. You know, South County Cat's mission is to reduce intake rates at local shelters and save lives through spay and neuter. The event is free, so it doesn't cost you anything to get in. And their online auction is going on now. It started on the 12th, and it goes through today. So you could go to the online auctions. I think you could still bid today because it's the 12th through the 15th. And the website is southcountycats.org /Cattoberfest-2023. And if you go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, click on current events on the left, and then you'll find this listing and the links so that you can do the silent auction. All righty. So I think that covers current.
So Martha,
events.
Real quick, I know we got just a little bit of time, but you know, Priscilla, one more thing, sweetie.
Oh, Priscilla, yes.
Yeah. If you are still listening, remembering that we said before, a thought attracts energy. And so after
thought directs energy. My immune
system is getting stronger. My immune system is getting stronger. My immune system is getting stronger. Instead of saying, when I go out, I get COVID.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So what is that? What
exactly.
Is the difference?
Very what is excellent the... point, for yeah. sure.
So with that, check in with the energy. My immune system's getting stronger, or when I go out, I get COVID. What's that? Do you feel the energy drop in that?
So
thought creates energy. So even if you have the knowing that that things are happening, you got to say the opposite to get the wheels moving in a different direction. Yes, reality is saying this, yet I'm believing it can change.
Yep,
reality
absolutely.
Is saying this, but I believe things can change and my immune system is getting stronger. So believe in that. Okay, yep. I hope that helps somebody out there.
Remember, thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So pay attention to what you're doing in your brain and make a shift. Because if it's all
this
negative, that's what you're putting
out. This is the eclipse. It's the time.
Make a shift.
It's the time.
Okay. Yep. All righty. So just so you know, next week it's an extra Sunday. So I had to turn it over because all of my thoughts, you know, nobody was available. And Divine Mother, what do we do? And then it was brought to my attention again. And I tell you, I am so impressed. I've mentioned it to you because I've been getting a lot of information from these folks and this website. It is called Animals 24-7. And so the website, if you want to check it out, animals24-7.org is the website. Now, these people are local. We're going to get to know Merrick and Beth Clifton, who are the ones that operate the Animals 24-7. I found them because of Eileen Weintraub and Help Animals India. And she started passing on their information to me when we were having all these emergency situations with animals and stuff around the country throughout the year. And as time went by, I'm realizing all the good information is coming through these folks. And then the Maui, the fires and all of that, they had all the latest stuff. Anyway, they're, to put it very simply, they're an independent online kind of newspaper and information source about animals and humane issues around the world. but they deal with all kinds of stuff, and they always have the latest, and they raise money and they direct it into all, and these people are phenomenal. I am just getting to know them and reading their bios and everything about the organization. I'm blown away at how much, you know, how many fingers they have in the pie and how many things they're doing and how they're helping animals all over the place. Anyway, we'll have an hour together next week before they join us. But from 10 to 12, Beth and Merritt Clifton will be our guests. And we're going to learn all about them and all about this online newspaper that they do and information that they disseminate and how it all works. And then there's all kinds of other animal causes and humane causes and stuff that they work on. And so I doubt that we'll have enough time to cover everything in depth, but we'll get to as much of their work as possible. And it's going to be really fun to get to know them and then to know how we can help. Because boy, they just seem to be the best and on top of everything. So animals24-7.org is the website, and animals24-7, Beth and Merritt Clifton will be my guests next week. And I hope you can join us for that. So gosh, Nathan, thanks so much for tap dancing and take care of both stations and still taking good care of us and the phones and everything. Stacy was going to try to zoom in and say hi to everybody, but apparently she got busy doing something. So we didn't hear from Stacy. But Natasha, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And for your good readings and all of that. And hope you have a lovely afternoon. And I guess right now that it's okay for everyone to start rooting for the Seahawks. And see, they just went through halftime, I think, and they were slightly behind at halftime. So now y'all can go and totally focus your energy on the Seahawks and help them win.
The case remains the same, too. It's still 14-10 Bengals.
Okay, so the Seahawks need you.
Come on, guys, you can do it.
Yep, all right. So you better get busy and support the Seahawks, and let's see them winning. Thought directs energy. And next week, join me for Animals 24-7 and their great reporting and animal support and how we can help and all that good stuff. So I can't wait to get in depth with them and personal. So anything you want to leave us with quickly, Natasha?
Oh, I just pray for blessings for all.
All right.
Blessings for all.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I will be think good thoughts for me too, because so far it's staying dry, and hopefully my leaves are dry enough to blow so I can get at least a start on it. It's going to be my story for weeks to come, but at least I can get a good start on it. So anyway, have a great afternoon, you guys. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.